Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Father in prayer. Father, we worship you and praise you and thank you that you're our Lord and our God, our Savior, our healer, our deliverer, our provider, our everything. You are magnificently wonderful, and we praise you and worship you and thank you for the abundance of all things that you've given us. Now, as the word goes out today, Lord, reveal it to your people, both men and women, boys and girls, that they may learn who they are and what they can do so they don't have to walk in fear. Now, Lord, I praise you and thank you for your word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Okay, today we're going to talk about some of the things, how to keep you as an adult or as a child. First of all, I'm going to start out in Ephesians chapter 6, and I'm going to talk both about children and adults, how to keep from walking in fear. Now, in chapter 6 of Ephesians, verse 1, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is just and right. Honor, esteem, and value as precious your father and your mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that all may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth." Now, children, for all the children that are listening, that is a requirement from God's word that you are to honor your mother and your father. You're to obey them when they tell you to do something. You are to obey. You're to honor and show respect. You're to be kind and gentle to your mom and your dad. And if you will obey and do what your mother and dad says, and you're to honor them and respect them, then you won't ever have to worry about fear, because nothing will come upon you. Now, I can only envision what happens when a young person today or any day throughout history has driven their parents to the limit of the breaking point. Now, this should never happen with a parent. A parent should be men and women of God that when they speak, they know that they mean business. You should lay down a set of ground rules for your children. And if your children break those ground rules, whatever they do, you might tell them one time to warn them. And the second time, you take a belt or something and you paddle them, and you do it, or take a little switch off of a tree, but you give them a spanking that they will remember. And this, the word of God says, the rod of correction shall drive evil far from your children. Now then, if children are going to step into the realm of fear, sometimes if they drive their parents to the breaking point, and parents are not parents that have set down a set of ground rules, they just get louder and louder and louder and louder until finally mom and dad reach their breaking point, and then dad, especially if dad comes at you in some kind of anger situation, then fear can come upon you, and fear can enter you, and it has legal right to, because you stepped over into the realm of fear. Now, you don't want to step in that realm. So, parents, both of you, listen to the word of God. Set down a set of ground rules. Tell your children what the requirements are when they're little, and then be a man or a woman that will fulfill what you said you would do. In other words, if you tell your children not to do something and they do it, warn them only one time. Tell them the second time there will be a consequence, and a serious consequence. And don't scream, don't raise your voice, just tell them what you're going to do and then do it. And if you will do that and be that kind of parent, it will be easier for you to raise children that honor you and respect you, because they know you mean business, and your children won't ever step into the realm of fear. Because you, when you get angry and start screaming at your children, you can cause your children to step into the area of fear. They can open themselves up for a spirit of fear to come in them, and then that spirit of fear will torment those children all of their life if they don't learn how to get set free. So you must learn from God's word that when he makes these kind of statements, he means business. Also, he says there that if a child does not obey, it's causing their life to be shortened. Because he said that if you do obey and respect your parents, it will go well with you, and that you may live long on the earth, which means if you do not, it will go the other way, and you will not lack the consequences, because it very clearly will not produce a good life or a long life if you're disrespectful and do not honor your mother and your father. Now, that's the requirements for the children. Now then, for the parents, he tells us what to do to stay away from this fear, because we are to be afraid of the devil if we do something wrong. Now, if we don't do anything wrong, if we walk holy before God, then we don't have to be afraid of anything. In verse 10 of Ephesians 6, he says, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. In other words, be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him, that strength which he boundlessly might provide. In other words, verse 11 says, put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavy armed soldier, which God supplies, that you may be able successfully to stand up against all the strategies and all the deceits of the devil or the enemy. For we are not wrestling with flesh and blood. We're not contending only with physical opponents, but against these spiritual wickedness, against the powers, against the master saints who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenlies, up in the heavenly sphere. Now, I don't think the majority of the church today really has ever envisioned who these fellows are. I know I hadn't. Until I received the baptismal power of the Holy Spirit, I had absolutely no knowledge of who these fellows were. But when I received the baptismal power of the Holy Spirit, then the gifts of the Spirit came upon me, and I began to discern who these wicked spirits are that are tormenting us. And then I began to learn who my enemy was. In verse 13, the Lord says, therefore put on God's complete armor, that you may be able to resist and stand your ground on the evil day, and having done all, to stand. In other words, stand firmly in your place. Stand therefore, hold your ground, having tighten the belt of truth about your loins. What does it mean to tighten the belt of truth? It means to walk in the truth of God's word. Whatever God says to do, he says that you shall know the truth, which is my word, and the truth shall set you free. So, if you'll take God's word, which is truth, and you'll cling to it, and fasten yourself to it, and hold on to it, and it will set you free. So, you must take the truth of God's word, and then you must put on the breastplate of integrity, or the breastplate of righteousness, and morality, and right standing with God. Because, let me tell you, if you're walking righteous before God and holy before him, the devil cannot touch you. He cannot touch you. But if you sin, he certainly can. So that's why the Lord is telling you to walk holy before him, so that you don't have to give place to the enemy. That beast will come and attack you anyway. He just loves to do this, just to try to intimidate us as God's children. But if you're walking holy before God, you can tell him where to go with the word of God, and he will have to get away from you. And then he says, and having shod your feet with the preparation to face the enemy with the firm-footed stability, the promptness and the readiness produced by the good news of the gospel of peace. In other words, walk in peace. That's what he's trying to tell you and I there. To put on the gospel shoes of peace, you walk in peace. You're at peace with yourself. You're at peace with the world. And when you do it God's way, no fear can come upon you. Then he says, lift up over all the covering or the shield. Lift up over all the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming missiles or the flaming darts of the wicked one. Now those demons, they will shoot those flaming fiery darts at you any way they can. But if you've got this, a shield of faith, the shield of the Word of God, every time the enemy shoots a fiery dart at you, all you got to do is be ready to quote the Word. Now, if you don't have the Word in you, you can't use it. It's not a shield unless you have it in you. You've got to know God's Word. It's the most important thing you can do, because the shield of faith is God's Word. And with God's Word, you can quench all the flaming missiles of the wicked one. You can beat the devil. Then he says, and take the helmet of salvation. And in other words, that's the first thing you got to do, is become a born-again Christian. If you're not a born-again Christian, you have absolutely nothing to fight the enemy with. Absolutely nothing. But if once you become a born-again Christian, then you can take the sword that the Spirit wills, which is the Word of God. Now then, the Word of God, again, you must have this Word hidden in your heart. And the best thing to do is have chapter and verse, not just know some of the Word, have chapter and verse hidden in your heart. So when you pull that sword of the Spirit out, you can say, Satan, it is written. You can do the same thing that Jesus did in Matthew 4. When you pull that sword out, when the devil comes against you, just like he did against Jesus, you say, Satan, it is written. And tell him where, and whatever chapter and verse it is, and then take those promises that guarantee you have authority over him, or that Jesus healed you on the cross, and kick the devil out. Don't let him do it. And then the Lord says, pray at all times, in every occasion, in every season, in the Spirit. So you get into the Spirit, you pray God's Word, and you don't ever take no for an answer. You stand in total faith on God's mighty Word and watch the enemy flee. Now, I'd like to invite you to call me at 940-242-2106 for audio and video tapes of these teachings and many other teachings. Also like to invite you to our website at www.tlsm.org. There you can get a list of many of our tapes, audios, and videos. We'll be happy to send them to you, and you can contact me there via email. Also, I'd like to invite you to our church every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. If you have a sickness and disease, I'd also like to invite you to our healing schools. We preach and teach a way of walking in divine health. We have two of those a month, the second Saturday and the fourth Saturday of every month. You can go to our website and get maps and times and locations, www.tlsm.org. And you can just come and get healed. We see the Lord heal many people at these healing schools. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.